Okay. Last thing we spoke about, I think, was Sakh and Shul, Sham Shavuot is over. Is that correct? The Makiveg is Kasha. Right? Did I speak about that? How you see from Kivega that there's a chalot, right? Kivega gives a different answer and so on. You know, he speaks about whether nechiva. By the way, I was just looking the other day. There's a lashon of Rambam that's very different. I'm not sure if I can find it. Do you have a Rambam Hilchos Shechita? You know, they ask a question on Shavuos. I saw somebody wrote an article about it. You know, one of the reasons we eat milchiks on Shavuos is because they say when Rosh Hashanah came down, right, from Har Sinai, so they didn't have, now they were also been availing all their kalim with treif, and they didn't have a sack and buttock to shecht with. So they all ask, what do you mean is that we passing, the Ram passes like the Bekiva, that in the Midbar, Psan Echiva was mutter, right? So therefore, what's the business about sack and bother? Right, that's the kashya here. So I saw somebody has long shtickle kaima about this to explain that. Others talk about it also. But if you look at the Rambam's lashon, the Rambam's kimat sells himself in Eya Bay. He passes like a kiva, but just the lashon of Rambam is strange. Where is that in the Rambam? The Ram says in Perek Dal v'Hinch Hashchita Loch Yudzayin, Kishar Yisol b'Midbar lo nistavu b'shchita sachulin, ela hayu nochrim o shochtim v'ochlin kishar ha-goyim, v'nistavu b'Midbar shekol harotu lishrot lo yishrot ela shlomim shenema ish mibes Yisrael, v'pesach o amoyed, v'man asher yaviyu, and so v'zivchu zivchay shlomim l'Hashem osam, aval harotu lincho v'lecho b'Midbar hayu nochrim v'ochel. What does Rami Kishar Yisrael b'Midbar lo yinestavu b'shchit? And then it says, so in the Midbar, according to Bikiva, shchita was asur, right? Because it was an isur, sa'at taiva was mutter according to Bikiva, but it couldn't be derech shchita because that's a shalva from shchuta chutz. No, I think that's Bikiva. So I said, Kishar Yisrael b'Midbar lo yinestavu b'shchita sachulin, elo yinochrim o shochtim v'ochlim. What do you mean? Shchita was only for kachin, but shchita schul in mutter in the midbar. No, I think that's no. I no. You know, if you hold in the midbar, I thought it was also maybe a mistake. But I thought by midbar. Umanda atam. According to Bikiva, I thought that it was also Shechita. Is there more chulin here? Alright. Shiva Blavos goes, Elas Kiva. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Shrikivi Yitar, it's also the Chihai Gavda, Shal Yuchal Lishchot Ela Kotchim Bilvad, Aval Shah Chulim Ein Shoichtim. Right? Rashi's Alotir, it's Gain Ela Amish Tehuba Kotchim Ksiv, Shal Kotchim Lavim Lepesach Omo, Aval Chulim Mutal Lachol. Right? But the Rambam, he says, Lecha Mishnah says, the Rambam holds that Shechita was also. So if Shechita was also, this Lashon, Kishoy Yisrael B'Midl O'Nisah, oh, what's mean? Ela hayu nochim o shochtim v'ochtim kashah ha-goyim. What does it mean? Oshochtem ve'ochlem k'shar ha'goyim. What do those words mean? Was me because you're isma lonistavish chitas achum elahayu nochim or shochtim the ochum kashal hagoyim. What does me kashal hagoyim?
Don't some mission hold a goyim achayiv in Nechiran?
Right, so that's machlok shvishan. So that's a klalish. What would be mesis? Mesa asa. What would it, was mesa asa? Or do you need Nechiran as a matir also?
Who holds that?
There's a Kivega about it also holds like that, by the way. Kivega talks about it. We're going to see, we're going to get to the Kivega. Maybe we'll get to it even today.
Maybe it's a sheet that's just not kosher.
What? I mean, it could, unless it means lo nesavi sob shchitas achum el ayonochrim or shochtem kotchim means or shochtem kotchim befnim, but then the rest of it ochlem kishar hagoyim, that goes back on the chira. I mean, it's very difficult. Lashon
Rambam. Maybe shchita is that they just like kishar hagoyim that they would just cut it down like.
I mean, not with Hilchis, five Hilchis Shrita. But that's not Shrita then. That's the Chiv.
You wouldn't even call that anything.
That's because we thought that would be an avail. The whole Lashon Rambam is needs Biyu. Okay. Let's go on. Okay, let's go to the next Simen. I'm just going to touch certain highlights, okay? Let's just do an Simen Yud Aleph. Le'olam shochtem ben b'yom ben b'layla b'med v'mamum kisha avuka kinegdo avum ein avuka kinegdo b'yom b'mokum ofel lo yishcho v'im shochet shchita sok sheru. Right? And what is avuka? U'beiz nerech shuvim avuka. Right? So you can shech kinegdo avuka. So if there's an Abdullah candle there, you can shech. What is... So here's a famous Kivega. Look in... So the Kivega quotes v'im shoch v'im look in Kivega, what is an avuka? So he says ubeiz nerech chsuv mavuka v'ayin orech mishen l'dawke moshe zad al yodeya v'afil einam dvuke mikve avuka v'chein l'inyin havdala v'yitakta v'kili v'agana v'amshe. So the Kivega quotes that for havdala the two candles don't have to be intertwined, or you know, like we have a Havdalah candle. If you put two neighbors together, that's also called an avuka, right? She has in Hilchas Hashchita, but he says the same halach applies in Hilchas Agavi Havdalah. So I want to be more, if you look in the Ramban and Chumash, is that a Ramban there? No, that's a Tisrei Ramban. By Vayavek Ish Imo, Al Olo Shav Shachar. This is Ramban. Where's at the end of a Yishlach? Yeah, the Ramban says Vayavek Ish Ito. What's the etymology of the word Vayavek Ish? So the Ramban Vayispire came Pirsha Menachem Lashon Avav Shemalim Avav Baraglim Vayis Avek with an Aleph means they raised dust in their in their struggle. Valini Lashon Vayiskasha Lashon Aramihu Basta Vikube Vavikule Mivel. So it's like Avuka means that they were tied, right? So this Vavika Lashon Chachamim Chavika Shishim Shubo Haver Avkasa Isbet. Bechain avuka b'lashon ba'avo hayos me'etzim dakim chagurim k'shurim yachad ki aches diskam l'shvei v'kilos ul alfa pami rabim yavliu haches and said v'etzim
I'm coming up for this. I'm coming up for the next step.
Redis ha'pas. So he says, V'chein avuka b'loshonim says, what's an avuka? Why is avuka called an avuka? B'avu hayos mi'etzim dakim chagurim ukshurim yachad. And the loshon the Ramban is mashma, not like kiveg. It's mashma that they're intertwined, like, you know, two people struggling together, one holding the other. Anyhow, just to hear you. Next. Ashoyche b'Shabbos im Yom Kippurim, afal pishim v'hayo amezit b'Shabbos m'schayim b'navsho, v'hayo loike b'Yom Kippurim shchitoso k'sheira. So the only issue about Shechli on Shabbos is does he become a mumah? Right? So that we shown him to deal with, right? Maybe it's you don't become a mumah the first time, maybe it's only after the second time, four times, or the way the Mishnah says it's only the Mishnah's done by the Shechli. The Shoigi, that's an issue in Rishonim. Okay. Now let's start Yud Gimel. Balei Chayim, Behema Chaya Ba'ov, Tehunim Shchita, Dagim V'Chagavim, Ein Tehunim Shchita. Right? Umutu Lechol La'ochlo Meisim, O Lachloch Mehem Eivir La'ochlo, Aval Osel La'ochlo Chayim Mishum Baal Teshat. So Behema Chayim Ba'ov, Tehunim Shchita, Dagim V'Chagavim, Ein Tehunim Shchita. So I heard from the Rav, he said that the loch of the dakim don't require shchita, right? Is the more learns it from the pasuk, right? From this week's parashah, right? From Baal Osra. Dakim ksivu, im es kol dege hayam ye osif lehem ba'asifa ba'al masagi. Zek ksivu mokam shenishka shchita ba'behemus b'chagam iskis ladam ksiv amilin taz b'chol nefesh achaya ha'ameshes b'mayim elu dang l'chol nefesh ha'shvetsas ha'aretz elu chagam. Right, so it's mutter by asifa, so you see that in shchita. So I don't know if he said the pshat is you see that asifa is a matter, right? The proof to that is the shittas the sadjago who holds that if it died in the water before the catch, before the asifa, it'll be mutter, it'll be awesome, right? The Ram quotes it in Hilchot Shechita. Dagim v'chagavim einim tzvichim shechita. And the Lashon Ram is very much El Asifosim hi hamateras osam. The Lashon Ram is mashma the Asif is a matir. Harehu omer hatzonu broker yishach lehem umotz lehem es kol dege hayam ye osav lehem umotz lehem Asif is dogim kishchit es bachum betzon. Ubechagov nema osav achsil vasif levad. Lefikach imesu meye lehem betoch hamayim utorem umutu le'ochlam chayim. Lefikach is a little strange. What's lefikach? I mean, the Rambam used to say lefikach, that since it doesn't require shechita, but that, you know, the asifa doesn't have to be dafka mechayim. There's always asifa. That's what it means, lefikach, right? The Kesef Mishnah quotes. Quotes this for Ben Osadia. Look in the Kesef Mishnah. He says, "V'davka hechta amrachman de leper chiyusa b'shrito, hudi lo nafka b'shrito el b'misim, havi neveil. V'chein e'achol m'mena v'od ha'chaya chaya v'alea mishul evi min ha'chaya. Aval hani kemet lo boi de leper chiyusa b'shrito, right, that the matter is not shrito, but what? Asifa, im meisu me'elein b'toch ha'mayim u'tarum u'mutu lo'ochlam chaya. If you tell me sov name of the boy I see for the oldem chayim, maybe in the matas bitavke mechayim. Yesh lama the ilu hayo ef shalama kein ena chenami ama kein the ef shal achman below asifa. So the question is just it's there's always asifa. You know, you can only reach it. If you didn't, you know, the only way you can eat it, the eating itself is the asifa, right? Asifa ashafilu kultum b'fiv. For us from beyadim, we come up with Eishah him befiv and their suffering him. In kein enu tov miyuchad the misera leikwa, who could divrei beinu kasev al ha'ito. For the loke that could the loke to Rabbeinu Sadia the ama mesim asur. For Rabbeinu Hai, heishiv olav. For Rabbeinu Nisim, Isis yaitu gasim v'tosefta the truma. Ochel adam dag v'chav ben chayim ben mesim. For enu choshes. You mean the Tosefta and Truma is not a vow against Reb Sadia Gaon? It's just telling you there's no issue of Eivim and Achai. You know, he's interpreting Old Chagim ben Mason ben Mesu. Ben Mesu means Mesu Bamayim. Mechatesim. But from Reb Sadia Gaon, you see that Asif is a matter, right? Okay.
Does Sadia require kavana? Like in other words, if you were trying to catch one fish and others came.
Well, you don't require kavana even by shrikta, so you would require kavana by this. If you look in Kivega, look in Kivega just in terms of what we spoke about before by Nechila. Let's just read the Kivega inside. You see the Kivega. Sif Yud Gimel Taz Vezeksiv Vemokom Shnishcha Shita The Ilum Lishn Da Sifu Lachud Leka Vaid Aksiv Gamkin Vyasu Es Aslav Vahochi Isa Besugin Vizem Yushal Vihate of Kushis Toysis Chulin Dive Mazu Kibe The Chulu Tamer Minole De Pligi Dilla Ma Amachoda Ma Amachoda Vla Pligi Ayan Sham Shehenichu With Tamer Del Nia State Lachoda Kosha Eichi Afina Dogim Ain't on shchita midiksev. He must call the ger hayami asaf halukiva b'midba hutolahem sad nechiva. From ken yesh lama mishum hachiksev asifa. Va'ata shenema sad nechiva. Va'atkesu shenasha sad nechiva yesh lama degam dakim ton shchita. Right, as he's saying, maybe that's going to be kiva. You don't need shchita, right? So therefore, at that point, so asif was okay. How do you know nowadays? One shchita was required. So maybe shchita is required for dogim also. On the low kosher midi, the har mikom makom kevud the betzon ubakuk ksev yishachit lahem. After having sagi benechira, mikom makom kavi le shchita. The az nechira besimoni. Having kamo shchita lididon. Right, this goes back to what Kivega was referring to. The imkain came to exhibit the dogim asifa hakocha mushum dafilu nechira b'simanu lo boy. The came dafilu nechira lo tzarach gam lididan lo tzarach shchita. So I mean, the shaila is what's the loch of mesa by Ben Noyah, right? So it could be. In other words, see the difference is this: by Yisrael, in the midbar that they required nechira, when nechira was b'simon, nechira was a matir, right? So nafkemina for eva minachai. Ben le kiva, who's the Shabbat Ben le? Who's chodik in the kiva there? Rabbi Shmuel, I think, right? The Kiva to the Rishmod, the Nesel himself, Taiva, for your Tzrichim Lahakdish, for your Tzorch Shchita Mamish, Hawaii Kipshut the Kidexir, the Dogma Sifa, Ame Olam, no Hutulin, Nechira, Akimishum the Dakim, no boy Shchita, the Kiva, the Hutul Nechira, Gamkin, Hawaii Shap, the Mikri Nechira Shlahem, the Lashon Shchita, but Sono Boko, became the Dogim, the Xiv Asifa, the Shumda Afilu Nechira, no boy. For Kemshachim Yushiv Kushish Toyster Im East the Lo Pliga Yichim in Olam Haklal the Dog in Lo Boy Shchita Olekavai Mi Hakwa the Yeshlom the Tzon of Boka the Hutzuchu Laktishim Vavi Boy Shchita Mamish Mishim Hoksim Yishachit Lehem Ava Dogim the Lav Mili Dagvavahem Sagi bin Achiva. Umishum Hochik Sivye Osiv Ain Hefresh Ben Dagim Lashabalikhaim Lidi. Ulididom the Nash and Achiva Gambi Dogim. The Nesa Nechira Gam Bedogim Nesa Afa Gav the Pligi Vishapa Azla Hochachot Ben Lu Vishmo Ben Lu Kiva the Dog Kater. Do you have the Gemara Chulin there? Let's take a peek. Us is a coin to Rabbi Shmuel, the Psad Taiva was also, but Sviva Ayal was Mutter, because it's not, right? That's not like Kotcher, right? And of course, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Psad Nechiv is Mutter, so Sviva Ayal would also Psad Nechiv. It's not worse than Tzom HaBokr. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Hashoichin is a behemah of the Nimtzes Ksheva. Umotzaba Uba Ben Ches Ben Chai Ben Meis O Ben Tes Meis Mutuba Achila the Eino Ton Shchita Bim Shochet Bot Ben Tes Chai. So if you shech the animal, the Nimsus Ksheva, Umotzaba Uba Ben Ches Ben Chai Ben Meis O Ben Tes Meis Mutaba Achila, the Eino Ton Shchita, the Motzaba Ben Tes Chai, Im Hifris Agabe Kauka, Ton Shchita, Avashat Trefis Eino also, Vim Lo Hifris Agabe Kauka, Eino Ton Shchita. So this Shchit, right? So the two halachs here. One is halacha that if you shecht an animal and there's Uber inside, so the Uber is Mutter, it's Mutter B'Shchita's Imo. And that the Gemara learns from a pasuk, kol hashev b'mehema tochel, kol hashev b'mehema, right, inside the animal. But if the animal gave birth, so that's called a ben kua, and it requires shchita. But the shchita that requires is only as marasayin, is only a drabon. Right? That's the basic halacha. But it says here that since it's only but shah trefus ain't also, right? So, v'im lo hifris agabe kalka eino ton shchita. Right, if it never walked on the ground, so it doesn't require shchita. V'im parsos of plutos, right, which is very unusual, it doesn't have split hooves, it's mutter anyhow because we know that it's kosher animal because its mother's kosher, right? So since it's an unusual thing, people talk about it, they'll know that this was a special case, that this was that they shechted the mother, right? Now, so So, and just for, so in this halacha, that the, if you shecht the mother, right, so that the shechita that happens for the uba, right, there are two ways that we can interpret that halacha. What are the two ways?
The shechita on the vlad.
Right.
The vlad doesn't need shechita.
Right. It's either shechita on the vlad or the vlad doesn't need shechita, right? If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam seems to have the two halachas. Because the Rambam says, I have read this in my sefer. The Rambam says, the Rambam has a chilek here. Rambam has a chilek between Gid HaNosher and Chelev by Ben Kula. Uto lishchot es amu peres, uba edva imabu, vim yotza uba chai, acha shchitas av hifus agabe kake, ein shochtem so b'yom echad, vim shochet elok. And as he says, you're allowed to shech the mother with the uba inside, and that's not an isim also of espino. Why? Because it's uba yerech imo. Right? Right. But so here there's a machlokes by in the Gemara in the Hema Makasha in the Mishnah. It says Hashochid is a behemah b'matzah b'ben tishochai also mishum also vespino divrei Rav Meir the Chachamim ain also mishum also vespino shenema also vespino lo tishchutu etchaton shchita also mishum also vespino v'zeh she'ein aton shchita mutam mishum also vespino. Right, because Rav Meir holds that shchita doesn't help in the last month even. Right. It requires shechita. If so, Rav Meir holds what it's requires shechita midiraisa. Right. And if you look in the Rambam, Alach Yudkim, Perikay from Achos Asuris. The Lamb says like this. Hashochi behemim uberes, motzah b'shlil, ben chai ben meis, haveze mutu b'achila. Vafil shilya muteres ba'achila. Right? Vashilya shiyotzim exasa v'shachadus mehema im haisa shilzu k'shura b'vlad ma shiyotzim asa v'asha muta. Vim lo haisa k'shura b'akula asura shemesh shilizu halach v'ayim. V'zeh shenimtza v'pen halach. V'ein tzach lo mashim lo matzah. No, no, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking by Gid Anasha.
Should I
bring the Gad Shoshana? Yeah, if you have
one.
Downstairs. I think it's in the second. I'll bring it up. I'm pretty sure it's the second. And then the Ram has at the end of this halacha, Kara esa behema, o shachat this in halachtism. Behema trefa ben. Tisha chai tzach shchita lahatev v'eno shchita ima mo'elas lo v'im lo gamu lo chadoshav afa pishu chai b'mei ha-tveifa harei ze osu b'neishu ke'eva mi'imo v'chol ha'ov ha'uba shehotze rosha v'chsiv v'achach shachadas ima ein shchita ima mo'elas lo v'amei k'yola v'tzorach shchita. So the Ram has a klal, right? He said about Osu, says it also that if the mother was a tveifa, so the Vlad is a treifa, right? Because ubi yerech imo. So one halacha is just, that doesn't require its own shechita. It's what? It's a halacha of, you know, ubi yerech imo, right? but then the Rambam has, if you look by Gid HaNosha, the Rambam says that the Gid HaNosha, says that Chelim is Mutter Begid HaNosha, I think there's also, right? Let's just see. The Gemara says in Tmura, let me start with that. The Gemara says in Tmura, Ashoichid is achatas, Gemara Kmura daf Yudal, Umotzabo ben Abba Chai, Eina nechelas ela zichri kahuna. Right? So this goes according to who, according to Rabbi Meir. In the gestation period in cattle, in a gasa is 9 months, like a human, and in a zone it's 5 months, right? So it's five or four months. So it says Hashoichis Achatzus Matzah Ben Ava Chai. So Ava is the last month, so it's normally you'll come to term in 5 months, right? Einan Echeles Ela L'Zichri Kehuna. So the question is, why isn't so look how the Ram quotes this up in Perek Dal from Tumu Halacha Gimel. Hashoichin is achatis umotzobo ben Abba Chai, Harezin echelis kipsal achatis shevlodek hakotshim ve'im and kadoshim. So Toysis, you see the Ram's chelik. Toysis says over there umotzobo ben Chai de'ilu ben hei b'vehem edaka einan interes lo'vehem v'shritus imo. Right? It says, why does it say that he shechted it and it was Dalit? Why did it say he shechted it and it was Ben Hay, right? Because the last month, according to Emeya, it's not Mutab Shechitas Imo, we don't pass that, we pass the Rabbanon, right? So that price is going, the Torah says, according to Emeya. But it should come out that according to Rabbanon, it will be Mutta even in the last month, right? Correct? Right? But if you look at the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Tzmura, Perek Dalet from Tzmura Halacha Gimel, so this is Lashon Rambam. Hashoich is achatus umotzobo ben abo achai, harezin echel tzvah hachatus shevladei akadosh mei iman kadoshim, right? Because it's already kadosh inside. So why does the Rambam quote the Brisa Ketzurasa, even if he shechts it, right? Umotzobo ben abo achai. He could have said even umotzobo ben hei. Right, because the Ram, because the Rabbanon hold that the Shechitas Ha'em helps for the Vlad even in the last month, right? So that's what bothered me. So this is what I wanted to say. Look in the Rambam now. This the Rambam is peg signed from Achos Asuras Halacha Gimel. Hashochet Behemo Motza Boshlil. He shechs the animal, finds an embryo inside. Kol Chel Bamuta. Vafila Motza Chai B'Neishu Ke'eva Mimena. Them Shomalo Chados of Motza Chai. Half a piece of hifis al kaka, ain't venator shita, chelvo or sova chayovin alav kavas. But if it's in the last month, right, and was chai, then there's an iso chelev. So the rivet is masig. So this is, there's a peg, just look at the peg, Zion, machol sa tsuvus alav kakim. Shoichit behemo motzo boshlil kol chel b'muto v'afilo motzo chai v'bnei shuke eva mimena, right? V'mshomu lo chadosho v'motzo chai af api shlo hifis aga v'kata v'en lo tzor shita chel b'oso v'chayovin ala kos. So the Rabbi is masig ama v'ein ze kedive harav zal el kedive harav v'abeinu Ephraim. Afab shul hifis agave kaka einu tzor shchita chelbo osu v'chayovin ala kos. But the Rambam holds that what is a chi of kos on the chelav, right? But it's only in the last month, right? To the Magid Mishnah says this lashon ra das rabenu lifsuk beben tes shenimso chay b'mei behema kisnam masid perk behema makasha. The Indian Shchita, Shu Niska B'Shchitas Im, Shu Niska B'Shchitas Imo, Kiniska Ula Kiniska Perik Hey, Ula Indian Gido Kistamas Nista Perikin Hanosha, Dikta Noig B'Shlil, Bahu Adin Lechelbo, the Chod Pluxu Kubraisa, the Tzan Noig B'Shlil. V'chelba also divrei meyer Yehuda Amad the Eino Noigri Shilva Chelba Mutter. Vahalach Pavam Lishitas Vishmechaiv of Shchita Shchita Vib Yehuda Lishitas the Lab the Mem Del Havi Hechrich Bim Kain Tikshish Dama Stama. Right, so the Rambam should have paskin that the chelev, since he holds it, it's mut b'shritas himo, so he should have paskin that the chelev is mut, and the Rambam says the chelev is us, and you chayv koris, right? If shomelo chadashov. But if lo shomelo chadashov, then what? Then the chelev is mutter, right? So what's the chelev between which mut?
What's the chelev? Rambam paskin says shomelo chadashov is chayv.
So why are you chayv on chelev? Hashoich behem motzu b'shliug kol chel b'mutter v'filu b'tzu b'chay. Right, because you ke'eva mimenu v'im shom lo chadashav u'motzu chay af v'shlo hifis lo gabi karka v'en atzor shchita chel b'osu v'chayov in olav kolis. It's mutter b'shchita zimo, right? So that's what the Magen Mishnah asks. It quotes the Rani asking that. So, you know, we don't hold like Rami. So we hold even Kololo Chadasha of the Shchita is not the Shchita Zimu. So why should we chilek them in the Chela between the last month and the earlier months? So Lachor, you see from the Ram, the Peshat is like this, that the Ram holds, even though Rabbanim disagree with Rami, right? And they hold that the behemoth is mutter b'shchitas himo even in kololo chadashov, right? Even in the last month, right? But there's a difference in the din shchita in terms of this chakira, that in the earlier months it's like the Ram says it's ke'echem me'evareha, but in the later months the halach is that the shchita of the mother is chal for the ubah, right? So the main nafkamina, is the chelev, because once, in the last month, it's considered as its own identity. We'll see for other nafkaminas, right? But the loch is that the shchita of the mother is chal for the uber also.
Why can't it be the other way around also? I mean, given that the Rambam says that uber yarachimu, the Rambam says we should identify uber yarachimu with its sad, and says that the shchita of the angel goes on the plan and shouldn't be identified necessarily with the exile, doesn't need shchita, it's just like the leg of the mother.
No, what I mean to say, it's not a shchita in the ubum. It's not that the shchita, the mother, is chal as if it's a shchita in the ubum, right? It's ke'echad mefarah, right? So therefore, it's ke'echad mefarah, not an independent shchita in the ubum. What's the difference as relates to chelev? The difference is this: chelev is only also if it's in the right place. It's chevel adakim, right? It's a certain chelev. You can't have chelev in the tongue, right? So. So now the question is, how do you view this embryo? If you view it ke'echem mevareha, so it's not its own independent. It's within the coordinate system, right, of the mother. So it's not chelev al adakim. So that chelev is mutter. But once it's its own independent identity, and that's why the Ram says you need a mashe shchita in the uber as well. So then the chelev is also, because then it's chelev al adakim, right? Whatever the makom is, the chelev are also. So maybe coming back now to the Ram in Tmura, which, you know, we ask, why does the Ram quote the Gemara like Kitzurasoch Shochit as a chat as a matzabah ben Abba Chai, Ein Nechalas Elazichre Kahuna? Right? What's the chiddush? You know, there's no chiluk, you know, Dalid or Gimel. You know, it's all the same. We don't. The Rav Tosfos said that price is going only according to Meir, but the Ram thinks that there's a chiluk between the last month and the earlier months. So the Ram thinks that the last month is also what? A shchit in the uber, right? So that's why the Ram had to say it, because the Ram says you might have thought that the last month it's like since that the halach is requires its own hakrava, because the shchit of the mother is called the shchita of the uber, right? So I might have thought it's called like vlad chatas. So that's the Kamash one, since the Shchita, it's not a Maisha Shchita, but it's the Shchita of the mother, and it's one Chalois Shchita for both, it's not called Vlad Chattas. That's why the Ram says it, even according to the Rabbah. All right? Now, so if you look in the they have this in the Kovitz in Yonif, that say that has, you know, David Rappaport, has Rav Chanan and David Rappaport. So he has this chakiva also in the first simit. What is the shchita called? Shchut in the Uba, or right? So he brings. He says he has a shachet behema v'nimtza uba betocha. So he brings a raya because the Gemara that the Gemara says in Tmura behemas chulin for uba kodesh, right? And he shechted it b'chutz. Is he chayv al shchutei chutz? So he says. And similarly, you have the reverse, right? Behemus kachim, vlada chulin, and you shecht in the azar, the gabe chulin bazar, right? So he brings a raya from that, that you see that what? That the shechita is called what? He says, you see, finish, what's the mazabaya? Unless this goof is the mazabaya, right? The maz shayla is, depends on the sakir, but he says, you see that you shechita in the uba, otherwise, how could it be called shechutei chutz? That's his right. Or maybe that's the suffix. So that's what I wrote about. And my other shtickle about, remember we spoke about whether shchita is kachim and shchita is chulin, we spoke about it, I think, last week, right? Is to the same chaloshem shchita. So it could be that if the even if the shchita, the mother, whether it's chal, let's say the case where the mother is chulin and you shechted the uba, you shechted the mother and the uba is kodesh, it could be that you're not chayef for shchita. Maybe the shayla is a different shayla. In order to be chayiv for what? Chulin ba'azara. Chulin ba'azara, or for what do you call it? Or let's take, shchitas kachin b'chutz. It has to be a shchitas kachin. And here the shchitas is shchitas chulin, just it's being chal for the uba. So maybe that's not called shchita. It's a different shayla. You know, it's not necessarily a shayla about what it could be that he has a raya anyhow, but the abaya could be a shaila where the shchitas chulin can be chal for shchitas kachim b'chutz, but that may depend on this discussion we had last week about the Ramban and Rashi, where the shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin are the same chal or shchita. The one who talks about this also, if you look in the Mishnah's Rabbah, he has this chakiva also. So I have in my other shtick about the shchitas kachim simin lamed ches, in terms of this, you know, this vort from the Mikdash David, it may depend on this issue whether shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin are one shchita. So, because you see, a lie against it is there's a loch like this that by oaf, by chutz, you're not chayiv if you do malika fakir, you're only chayiv besakin, right? So you see, so, is that a raya you see that there's a locha that you don't need a shchitas chulin, a shchitas kachin to be chayiv for shchitas chutz because there is no shchita besakin by off bifnim. But it could be no, that really, the halacha, that's not a kachim halacha that there's no shchitas besakin bifnim. That's a loch in the avoided. The avoided is a carbon, namely the carbon, you know, off, is with malika. But it could be there is a chalois shchit, but because once there's a lo shchita, there's a lo shchita even what do you call it? Even besakin on off, and that's also called the shchitas kachim. But there is no such thing as shchitas kachim. Yeah, there's no shchita because they avoided, but because shchita would be a din of shchitas kachim even by. By Saka B'chutz. I'll tell you, a lie against would be this. The Rambam says, we'll get to it, the Rambam says it's Shehiya. It's Machlokes the Gemara. What's the Shehiya? So Machlokes is, I think, Rav and Shmuel, right? that it, you know, is it one standard through, or is it gas la gas and daka la daka, right? So Tois, in other words, it's relative to what you're shechting the shear, right? Or is it just one standard? So Tois says there that if it's daka la daka and gas la gasa, then he says kalvachoyme Tois says that it'll be of la of, that the shear shear by of will be even smaller, right? However, the Rambam paskins by shear, he paskins gas la gasa, daka la daka. But when it comes to of, he says dakala of. So Choy Tois is right. If once it's relative, so of is a kal v'chaim, it should be less. Why did the Rambam get to dakala daka? It doesn't make sense. So what I was thinking is like this. The Rambam holds that there is that the reason he had dakala daka is because the Rambam holds, like the Ramban, that the Ika Shechit is where, is by Kotchim. And it's only Baal to Chulik. Right, the Horai, the Ram says that the shear, the Ram seems to say the shear hamaula by shrikta is what is kulo. Ramban in his kedushim has a suffix whether shrikta is kulo is only little chatchila to do shrikta is kulo. Is that a diraisa of Ramban? It's rare that you find a chatchila in a diraisa, right? So if it's lechatchila, we don't get the lechatchila in a diraisa to be kulo. So the chayyim that deserved from the rav, he got that from kachin, because by kachin there's a chatchila to shech to be marik the dam. But the ram holds like that. The ram seems to say the shechita meula. He's talking about the dirasha shechita is kula. So you see, so if it's derived from kachin, there is no shechita kachin by chul. So the halacha must have been said by behema, and it's only derived, right, from behemoth to off. So therefore the ram doesn't have a shir shahir, it doesn't have its independent shir shahir. I mean, it's relevant to this issue also about sakin. So if you look, so I saw Rabban Kotler talks about this in the Mishnah Sovah, it's in Simin Mem Gimel. Rabban being survived the Gemara, but the Gemara says there, the Gemara says in Chulin, the Tosa talks about Sheshachet Shimon Echad Bachutz, right? Whether you're Chayiv, so the Gemara says, Rashi said, speaking about it's Of Kachim. So he asks, what's the reason? Tosa says, what's the reason? The Manda Yomo says that it's Potter. Came to Malik Bechutz Lamachayev El Beshchita, for it also Hechsher Shchita Bechutz, because by Oph all you need is one simon, right? And even the one who says Yechayev, Rav Yosef says Yechayev because he did Maisa Chatas HaOph Bechutz, right? So you should have just said because he did Shchita. So that's what Rabban talks about. No, you see, because here you see, you have to do a ma'aseh kachim b'chutz to be chayiv. So it's relevant to what we're speaking about. So, all right. I mean, this halacha. I mean, the Rambam, just to read you the Rambam that I spoke about Bashir, it's in Perek Gimel from Shechit Halacha Gimel. It says, "Ha'isa behem daka shir shiyasu k'tei shir gbi behem." Daka v'yabitzen of Yisrael. If I said Gaza k'desh yagbir, yagbihen of Yabitzen of Yisrael. Uba of k'desh yagbir behem daka v'yabitzen of Yisrael. Right? So Tosis says once it's relative, so it should be relative through. Once you pass in like, Rav, not like Shmuel, right? So it should be, Tosis says it should be relative for Oph also, Mustapa, right? So why didn't the Ram say? So that's all right. Okay. So, right, so from the Rambam is Mashu, that's why the main one is suggesting this Shaila, where it's called the Shri. Who else talks about this question? Where is it relevant? It's also in Biskarov's letter, right? Because the Biskarov says, according to Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim, you see it, because the mother, if Yeshech did, if the mother was a treifa, and the Uba is not a treifa, so that's this halacha we read, that the Uba still has a din of treifa unless you'll shech the Uba independently, right? So why is the Uba a treifa? You see, it's a chesonah that had to shechit the Uba, right? But you see also, if the pshat was that the Maisha Shechita, do you see different, is that a right to the Shaila? Do you see that the Maisha Shechita of the mother is considered, that it's not participating in the Maisha Shechita of the mother?
Is the mother told that on Shechita
in general, the Gemara has Shechita Shenavui by Treifa, right?
Right, and then the
Gemara brings... that's a good point. I mean, that's a right to Reb Chaim also, Jeff. That's what you mean?
I think that is. He brings a right from...
Shechita Shenavui. No, but just in general, that Shechita Shenavui, Lav Shema Shechita, right? And you see, you know, if it was a Zaitik Absul, right, not the Chassan, the Heta Shechita, why should Shechita Shenavui, Lav Shema Shechita? The Shechita is good Shechita, it's a separate issue, right? So you see that's part of the Shechita. I don't know if does Reb Chaim quote that? Does Biskarov quote that from Reb Chaim? That's a relevant point. It's a good point.
But also, if I thought that the Gemara Kisayadam makes that the Shechita Shreifa and the Uber, if the Uber is Mutter Talia, Shechita Shinu Uri, that's, I'm not remembering
now,
but then it would be.
I mean, from the fact that you see that the Shechita, I just want to point out, for the fact that you see that the Uba is not Mutter, right, if the mother was a Treifa, and the Gemara says Dalish Simon Huchshuba, who could have its own Shechita, right, the question is, what Shaykh its own Shechita? You know, according to Reb Chaim, it makes sense. If the Pshat is that the Shechita was already done, and the Uba is a Geshachtana, so to speak, what does it help to do with Shechita in the Uba? It's already Geshachtana. But if, as it relates to the heta of the Uber, the Shechita was incomplete because it was chesaron of the heta Shechita, so then you could do a new Shechita in the Uber. But if you don't learn like Reb Chaim, so it's a little difficult. What should I have to do another Shechita? It's already geshachten. Right? There was a chalosh Shechita. So who cares that it's a treifa, but the Shechita was done. How could there be another Shechita to be marked to it? So to speak. Then it says that this shchita was incomplete because it's chesaron d'heter shchita, which is also right to Reb Chaim. Okay. But if you didn't do shchita, then what do you have to do? If it was hifras agabi karka, then what's the halacha? So acquire shchita. So here there's a machlokes between poiskim, that shechita, right, which is only mishumaras ayin, what kind of a shechita does it have to be? Does it have to be a shechita in accordance with all hilchos shechita? I mean, we know that even if the mother is a treifa, right, not even the mother is a treifa, if the uba was a treifa, right, and the mother was not, so then you can eat the uba. As a matter of fact, I was once, when I met once with the president of Hebrew National, he was looking for an OU, and you know, I don't know, frankly, you know, they have less of a problem with this, but anyhow, how do you mitigate the problem with the treifa rate? So one of the suggestions they were talking about was creating a herd of ben pekuas, so then, you know, there'd be no problem with the treifas. You know, one ben pekuas that comes in another ben pekuas. The difficulty with that, managing that, is because if ever another animal gets into the herd, right, then it makes it even worse. Then shechita will be impelled. Right? So then he was talking about it, remember, he said, can we do x-rays of the animals and see before if they're dreyfus. You know, run it through that. That way we don't have to go through all that. We'd know that we're dealing with a kosher animal. You know, if the technology could be worked out to do it, that would be a good thing. Then you'd still have to check afterwards, I guess. You know, Botkin and Dukas Chutz or whatever it is, but you'd get much higher kosher rates. It may be economically worthwhile.
So what was the answer?
No, he would, you know, the one, that was his idea, but I don't know if they researched it. You know, to be candid, he would actually, as I said, has less than anybody else, because they start with very high kosher rates.
Are they kosher at all?
They have triangle K, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, that's a different hash. So what about if the shechita, if it's only maras ayin, what kind of shechita? Maybe it's just stam, any fake shechita, even if there's a tzaken, it's a tzaken pogrom, it should be enough. Do you need a shechita? So look here, ton shechita shu maras ayin, the osi lechlufi b'vehem gemura, came to God, look at reading the Taz, zeh hifris agami karka. V'yesh la'ayin, the Taz says, ma dina b'di evin, im lo nishchot, im hichmiru bo kol kach, mishum gzeret de ichlufi. Miloš na tu de kosu v'chol hadvam ha-poslim b'shchit ha-poslim bo mashma afilu di evet o eshel chathchila amu sh'poslim posh kosu v'tav v'esh ha-shoichet ash yishchit ha-vridim v'yish old vay de b'esh gitna tzinu gam kein chashash di chlufay. So the Taz holds lo hayinu poslim di evet ki lo amu tavay v'afu p'yish chashash di chlufay kim kein kan lo metzim biu b'sul di evit, en lo hachnu leso di evit, v'su do ha kosa b'shev v'shem ha-magid u'gdol ha-chamam, de ain't sakim kuma oise klal. So the Taz holds that the evit would be what? It would be kosher, right? So look here, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. I am a Tshuva's Pesachim in Rosh. Shekosu she'em levochen al shechitoso. V'ayim p'imigadah. Right? So he quotes from the Pesachim in Rosh. We know now that Pesachim in Rosh is a little bit of a fraud. But anyhow. But he quotes that you don't make a bracha on it. Why? Because l'chol it's only al-tzmar signs. There's really not a chaloi shechita. But there are those who are choyla can say that second pogrom is no good. Right?
Is that his shah, does that depend on the shah by Neros Chanukah? Whether you make bracha on
Hida Mitzvah?
Shah.
Not necessarily. I mean, chashad may be a special halach about that myself. That chashad is a, it's not stam chashad. Chashad is a machayev in Eretz Chanukah.
You wouldn't say that by shechit.
So no, this is stam ma'asayin. That's why I said that chashad and ma'asayin are not the same thing. The Gemara doesn't say. Gemara says, how do we know the halach of chashad? Gemara quotes okay, other things. The Gemara should just quote from Yisum Nikiyim. It's a different halacha about chashad. That chashad is incorporated into right into the others, so that you have to light on the other side, because that's part of the pesukim nisa. You see, the more quotes from Peya that you have to on all the sides. The nafkamina would be actually would be didi havi uvta. Unfortunately, I think some achmeinim. I think it was Mariel Diskin held. Others held. If a person is an oinim. So he's part of an amitzis, he said he should still light on Chanukah because Mechashim Chashad. But going to what I said, this that you wouldn't light because it's not Stam Chashad. So Allah alts part of the Kim Pesume Nisa. So anyhow, that's what the Taz. So look in the Shach. What is the Shach all about? This. Aval Shatreves Kolamah Shatreves Sheinim Machmas Shchita Lo Mifsim Kuli Hai Einim Oisin Oso Aval Treves Shumachmas Shchita Kugan Sheshor O Doras O Hichlim O Higrim. Lo shachet b'sakam kum lo kiyotze b'keilu lo shachet tam kem shitzuch u'shchita boi shchita mal yusa kach posuk havash v'havan v'havaor v'berek habayis v'sha poiskim v'kach posuk mashal. So the shach is choylek on this taz and he says that sakim pogam will not be good, right? So now the shach is, what is the, according to the shach, how do you interpret it? Does the shach hold that there is a chaloy shchita midrabanan, and therefore you need what? You need that you be a good shchita, and anything that's mafshir the shchita, the vibe of shchita is not good, or it's not a chaloy shchita at all. It's just, that's more mefus and milsa, because it's in the shchita as opposed to the treifas. So the nafkamina in that would be, first of all, the nafkamina would be what the Taz talks about. What about if you didn't do the shchita, but the evidence you're allowed to eat it? So the Taz is makel about it, because the Taz thinks you really don't need it. It's not mara science, it's not a shchita halacha. But according to the Shach, that you require the Shechita of good, but the Yevita would be not good, right? And after me, it could be also what the Pesis Ritshuva talks about, whether you make a bracha on the Shechita. So I found something which I found very, very strange. If you look in the Rashba and Torah Sabayis, look, the Rashba holds, seems to hold that Sak and Pogam is good, like the Taz, right? But he holds you make a bracha on the Shechita. That's strange. If it's, you know, why should there be a brach on the shechita? So first of all, does anybody have a suggestion? You see, there is a din shechita, otherwise not trying to make a brach on the shechita, right? Unless you say that's also, you know, you make a bracha because there's a maisha shechita that's required, right? And he holds that sack and pogam is just a psul, is not a mafkir, the maisha shechita. It is a maisha, it's just a shechita, but psul. And but since that's enough, you know, anyway, it's a little bit of a tzorach here. Okay, so. All right, let's stop here. Next week we'll see whether that Maisa Shechita, you know, whether it's Taka, is a Chalois in that Maisa Shechita. Right, it could be there's even a Chalois in your eyes. All right. So next week I'll try to do that. Maybe we'll speak a little bit about the Birka Shechita, because that's a, you know, universal halacha.
It has a hobby in the red, it's no shit.